Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
So there I was, chilling in my Bugatti La Voiture Noir, all decked out in Gucci, with my Miu Miu bag just effortlessly showing off luxury. My hair was doing its perfect slow motion wave thing, and when I stepped out, you could literally hear the crowd's jaws drop. Classic entrance, right? That's just how I rolled into school every day, turning heads and setting trends. But then, as I was basking in all the glory, guess who showed up? My sister. And her ride? The bus! Yep, you heard that right. She put her family name to shame. So I can't exactly spill the beans on my real family name. If I did, we'd be all over the news faster than you could say celebrity gossip. Let's just stick with Everglot for storytelling's sake. But let me tell you that we are huge. We're basically the Versaces, the Pradas, but dialed up to ultra bougie. But every family has someone different, right? For us, that's Tracy. She wasn't the odd one out. Actually, she was the normal one. She ate at the school cafeteria, rode the bus, did her homework the regular way, and didn't spend a lot of money. She liked keeping things simple, and weirdly enough, people liked her even more for that. Hey, I'm June, Everglot? And you're about to see what my life is like. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe, okay? I'm waiting. Go on, press that button. I'll wait.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Now, I wouldn't have minded so much since I was too busy trying to live in true Everglot style. But after a while, she started making me look bad. People compared me to her and said I was spoiled just because I knew how to have a good time. Well, one day, I finally got my chance to show just how better I was than Tracy. And it caught me completely by surprise. What is this? Take a seat. I have something important to tell both of you. The thing is, the Everglot business is in trouble and... Trouble? What kind of trouble? Are we gonna be poor? June, let him finish. As I was saying, the Everglot business is not what it used to be. We haven't created a fresh design for quite a while and we're losing our prestige. Which is why I've decided it's time for one of you to take over the business. One of us? That's right. And I'll choose my successor based on whoever presents the best collection in the year-end fashion show. After the initial shock wore off, I decided I needed to win this. After all, just imagine the kind of parties I could throw as head of a fashion empire. Well, and considering how Tracy dressed, I knew I had this in the bag. That is, until one night when I came home from a party and saw Tracy's collection hanging up in a guest room.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Do you like them? Yeah. What? No, I mean, they're fine coming from you, but let's face it. No one in their right mind would want to wear those rags. You're probably right. Yours are probably way better. Where are they, by the way? They're upstairs in my closet. But if you peek, that's cheating. You don't want to be a cheater, do you? But I showed you my... That's different because... You know what? What? Mom's calling me. I gotta run. After seeing Tracy's collection, I knew I was in big trouble. So I rushed down to my grandfather's office. I knew he had a filing cabinet in there, chock full of brilliant ideas. All I needed was a little inspiration. What are you doing here? I was... just going to water the plants. Do you have a problem with that? I have two things to say to you, June. The first is to be careful. While you may think you found exactly what you're looking for, the price is steeper than you can imagine. What are you talking? And the second is that your grandfather doesn't have any plants. Remember, be careful. Okay. Whatever. As soon as the pesky butler disappeared, I entered the office and I couldn't believe how easy it was. Almost as easy as it is for you to hit that subscribe button right now. Give it a click! Anyway, my grandfather's papers were sitting right on his desk, each one filled with the most beautiful clothing designs. But just as I was looking through the papers, a mouse came out of nowhere and bit my hand. I'm not sure what happened, but when I woke up, everything looked different. In fact, I wasn't even in my grandfather's office anymore. But things got really weird when I tried to go home. When I went to my address, there was no house. And when I pulled out my smartphone to figure out where I was, I got the strangest looks from the people passing by. What is that? A tiny calculator? That's a joke, right? This is the newest smartphone. See how big this screen is? forget it. You're not from around here, are you? You look lost. Although I have to admit, you dress a lot like someone I know. Who? A witch. I know, you're asking yourself, do witches really exist in 1961? But I assure you, she's real. And you know what? You dress a lot like her. 1961? Witch? What on earth is this lady talking about?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
After talking to her for a while longer, it dawned on me that somehow I had been transported back to the year 1961. And considering I had no idea how I ended up here in the first place, I had no idea how I'd get back to the present either. The only thing I had to go on was this witch who apparently apparently dressed like me. I wanted to see her as soon as possible, but Jennifer told me she was gone and wouldn't be back until 3 months from now. So, reluctantly, I took her up on her offer to stay with her until then. At Jennifer's house, I tried to be a good guest. I reduced my bubble baths to once a day, and I tried my best to not snap my fingers at her when I wanted something, but let me tell you, it was tough. Like, one day when she took me shopping, I was used to luxurious shopping malls, 3 or 4 floors, cute boutiques, and giant hallways that make you feel like you're walking through a palace. But that was not what Jennifer had in mind. When we went inside the store, I met 2 guys who couldn't stop gawking at my fashion. One of them, Leo, whipped out his measuring tape and immediately started throwing outfits on me and dancing around excitedly. But it was Henry who really caught my attention. According to Jennifer, he was the best designer in town. And he was pretty cute, too. We all went out to dinner later, and Henry and Leo told me all about Mr. Morgan, their rival who owned a store across the street. He sounded like a real villain. According to them, Mr. Morgan was a cunning, jealous man who was out to ruin their business. They told me to stay away from him. But despite the ominous warning, the dinner was wonderful.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
And I was pretty sure I had left an impression on Henry. That's because, as we were leaving, Henry pulled me aside and slipped a letter into my pocket. Hey, June, take this. What is it? Don't worry about it, but it's very important. Right, I understand. With the letter in my pocket, I was walking on clouds as I waltzed through the front door. A love letter for me? Evidently, Henry didn't feel comfortable sharing his feelings for me in public. But as soon as I got home and ripped it open, my heart sank. It was indeed a love letter, but it was addressed to someone else. Jennifer. And that's when I realized something else that hit me like a thunderbolt. Jennifer's last name was Johansson. The same as my grandmother. Jennifer is my grandmother! I took the letter to Jennifer and went into detective mode to figure out if she really was my grandmother. It turns out she was. But not only that, she revealed that Leo, who owned the rundown clothing store, was none other than Leo Everglot, my grandfather! Which is when I realized I had a big, fat, giant problem on my hands. In order for me to be born, Jennifer and Leo would have to fall in love, which meant I had to get Henry out of the picture. In the letter, Henry had invited Jennifer to model a new collection for him, and then go for a romantic walk. So I got to the store first and told Henry that Jennifer was waiting for him in the town square, which she wasn't. I then ordered a bouquet of flowers to the store, and when Jennifer arrived to meet Henry, who, of course, wasn't there, I told her that they were from Leo, who I then dragged in from the back room. Unfortunately, the flowers I had bought attracted a swarm of bees. As soon as they flew out from the bouquets, everyone went running for the door as if a fire had just broken out, without looking where they were stepping. Although Henry eventually arrived and cleared out the bees, the damage had been done. His new collection was ruined.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Even worse, Mr. Morgan took advantage of the situation to lure customers to his own store across the street. I felt horrible. Henry and Leo said it wasn't my fault and that they'd be fine. But I knew they were just saying that to make me feel better. What are we gonna do? I don't know. But I'm afraid if things don't turn around soon, we'll have to sell to Mr. Morgan. What? Sell the store? Shh! Hey, keep your voice down. But that's when I came across a fashion design contest that offered $100,000 to the winner. This was it. If Henry and Leo won, they could keep the store and build their fashion brand. But I had to make sure they won. Fortunately, I had brought my grandfather's fashion sketchbook with me. I guess I had been so surprised that I was still holding onto it when I traveled through time. But even if they won, there was still an even bigger issue at stake. I had to get Leo and Jennifer together. So I put them to work on the new collection while I did my best to win over Henry. But no matter what I did, Jennifer and Henry were growing closer and closer by the day. And Jennifer seemed to be paying no attention to Leo. Yeah. After all, what was the point of winning if Henry and Jennifer ended up together? I shuddered to think what would happen if I was never born. Would I disappear? Or would I be stuck in the 1960s forever? We all worked extremely long hours every day to get the collection finished in time for the competition. Finally, the day came. Henry and Leo presented their designs first, and the audience seemed to like them.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
But then, Mr. Morgan took the stage. When his models began walking up and down the runway, the crowd gasped. For the next 2 minutes, as piece after piece was shown, the hall was silent. Then, as soon as the last model disappeared behind the curtain, the place burst out in applause. But no one was more surprised or worried than Henry and Leo.
And the winner is Mr. Morgan! I've dreamed of this moment, but I couldn't have done it without my new friend, June.
What is he talking about? What? Friend? I have no idea. Oh, maybe because I pretended to be his friend, you know, to get information from him? But that was a big fat lie. You see, I was freaking out about my existential situation. And I knew if I didn't do something drastic, Jennifer and Leo would never get together, which would completely mess up the future. So I purposely gave Henry and Leo the ugliest designs of the sketchbook. Then I took the best ones and gave them to Mr. Morgan. But first I made him promise that if he won the competition and bought out Henry and Leo's store, he'd fire Henry. That way Henry would be out of the picture, and Jennifer and Leo would finally end up together. Of course, Henry and Leo didn't buy my flimsy explanation. They knew something was fishy, and as they walked out, they refused to look me in the eye. I tried to run after them, but they got into a taxi and drove away. Trying to catch them, I sprinted for the next closest taxi, but didn't see the oncoming truck, which knocked me to the ground.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
When I woke up, I was lying in the hospital, and I was surprised to see Henry, Leo, and Jennifer standing around me. She's awake. Don't worry, you'll be all right. You lost a lot of blood, but guess who has the same blood type as you? What? That made no sense. My grandfather, Leo, has type O blood like me. Why was Henry giving me blood? What are you all doing here? I thought you were mad at me. Don't be silly. We're the ones who should be sorry. You know, when Mr. Morgan called you his friend, we actually believed you might have been working for him. Well, there is actually something I need to tell you guys. Now I had really done it. Everything had backfired. Now not only had Henry and Leo lost the competition and their store because of me, our friendship was ruined. And I didn't see any way Jennifer and Leo were going to end up together. As they stormed out of the room, they told me they never wanted to see me again. And Jennifer told me I'd have to be out of her house by the end of the month. I heard that Henry and Leo had tried to buy back their store from Mr. Morgan, but when they showed him the money they had scraped together, he just laughed at them and told them he'd never sell to them, especially for such a measly sum of money. They tried going to an investor, but after listening patiently to their pitch, he just said he wasn't interested and turned them away before they even had a chance to explain. Turns out nobody would lend them money. Ever since they lost their store, the banks wouldn't touch them. What they needed most of all was money for a new store. I found an abandoned warehouse on the edge of town that I thought perhaps could be converted into a new store, but I had no money to buy it. Where would I possibly find enough money to buy a store? Wait! My family's jewelry would be worth a fortune! All I had to do was sell a couple of pieces, and I'd have enough to buy any store. I took my necklace, a bracelet, and 2 gold rings to the pawn shop. The man behind the counter was stunned. He had never seen anything so expensive. With a giant wad of cash in hand, I found Henry and Leo in Leo's parents' house. They were in a back room, hunched over a table filled with half-finished sketches. The floor was littered with crumpled-up scraps of paper. When I walked in, they didn't look pleased to see me. What are you doing here?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Look! So Mr. Morgan's paying you now? No, I made this myself from selling my jewelry. I did it for you. Now you can buy your store back. You think you can buy our friendship? We don't want your... Hold on. Let's face it. We need to get our store back. Okay, we'll take the money. But your friend Mr. Morgan will never sell us the store. He made that very clear. That's when I told them about my idea to convert the warehouse on the edge of town into a new, even bigger store. They both just looked at me with their mouths open. That's gonna be our new store. Trust me, it'll be even better than your old store. We spent day after day fixing up the building, while at night we worked for hours sketching out new designs. We decided we wanted to design something fresh and innovative. Something that would excite young people like us. And when the day of the store's grand opening finally arrived, people flocked to the new store. Meanwhile, Mr. Morgan's design started looking old-fashioned and out of touch. And as our new store continued to grow, it seemed like his business was shrinking day by day. One day, when I walked by his store, I didn't see a single customer inside.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I didn't even see you, Mr. Morgan. It was like he had disappeared. Which is why I was surprised one day when I thought I caught a glimpse of Mr. Morgan stooped in the shadows of the alley next to our store. I called his name, but he just scurried away. I was still wondering what he had been doing there when I opened the front door of the store as a blast of fire whipped around me. I felt terrified and wanted to run away as fast as I could. But at the same time, it was as if my feet were glued to the floor. I only snapped out of my shock when Henry came running out, holding boxes full of half-finished shirts. Where's Leo? Leo! Leo! Without thinking, I turned around and sprinted for the front door. When I got inside, there was glass all over the floor, and the smoke was so thick I had to crawl on my hands and knees to see anything. But soon my eyes were watering, and I felt like my lungs were burning. Just then, as I reached what I thought was the door to the back room, a piece of ceiling fell on top of me, pinning me to the ground. After struggling to push it off, I just lay back and looked around me. Through haze, I saw flames licking the walls. And as I watched them move up and down, I closed my eyes, realizing it was probably the end. But just when I had given up hope, I felt a giant piece of cement being lifted off me. Oh, head for the door! As I ran, I didn't look back until I got outside. When I finally did, I wish I hadn't. At the funeral, I couldn't stop crying. I had completely messed up my timeline, but I didn't even care anymore what would happen to my future self now that my grandfather was dead. Leo didn't deserve to die. As for Mr. Morgan, a security camera had caught him setting fire to the building, and the police quickly arrested him. But even the fact that he was in jail didn't make me feel any better.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Just after the ceremony ended and people began to leave the cemetery, Henry must have seen how devastated I was, because he came over and hugged me and told me that people die only when they're forgotten. And he then announced that he would change his name to Leo from then on. Suddenly, everything made sense. And then, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed my grandfather's butler standing in the crowd. Who's that? That's the witch. She's back. When I found the butler, she wasn't surprised at all to see me. So, was the price worth it? This was all to teach me a lesson? Would you have learned it any other way? I had to admit, she had a point. Back in the present, I got to work creating a 1960s-inspired collection that combined the best of the old and the new styles, which impressed my grandfather so much that he named me the new manager of the Everglot Empire. Do you accept? Yes, but under one condition. What condition? Tracy gets to manage with me. Agreed.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.